Okay, welcome back, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
So first I'll ask if there are any announcements. No? Okay, well, I'll just remind everybody, I did finally get the emails out for the GSA sessions that we have, in which the abstract deadline is the end of this month, July 29th. I sent a separate email out with all the suite of climate literacy sessions we have at AGU. That abstract deadline is August 6th. If you get that email and you have other networks that might be interested, I encourage you to distribute it to them. We also are in the midst of putting together session proposals for the NCSE, National Council for Science and the Environment, conference in January on climate and energy and on their National Energy Education Summit. And those are in the works. And that deadline, I think, is the 18th of July. So we don't have, well, we have a couple, a little, almost 3 weeks for that. So anyway, just a reminder of all of those.
I just wanted to let you know that my mother has not hung up her phone, so it's busy, and she's...
Sounds like Karen.
Somebody, yeah, somebody's in the background there. So are there any any other announcements?
Tamara, I was just curious, and you may well have covered this in the previous week, the AGU union session. Is there any sort of news about that? I was pleased to see that listed in your email.
Yes, it was. So, yes, we have a union session, and actually the team of us who are the conveners, we had our teleconference this morning. So, Scott, your question's very well timed. I wouldn't have been able to say anything until we had our conversation this morning. It looks like we will... right now, it's just a sketch of an outline. We don't have not identified the speakers yet, but we will have an overview of what the National Climate Assessment is and give a framework around that. But then we'll have, I think we're going to have five speakers. One, let's see if I can remember them all now. One focused around risk frameworks and how we can use that, and I think we're talking about inviting somebody from the health field and how they communicate around health risks effectively to communities. Another section will be, I think we're going to identify somebody from EPA who has created a group of messaging around climate change that they are disseminating to their employees. Mm-hmm. Then one will be focused on business communities and engaging and how business communities are engaging these kinds of issues and problems. One focused on NGOs, and I don't have really any, you know, that are engaged in climate literacy or climate action activities, and one focused on education.
Right.
And hopefully that's five. Hopefully that's five. So we're in the process of doing that now. Hopefully within the next week we'll have actual speakers identified, because, like I said, the abstract deadline is in basically 5 weeks for that one.
Okay, for that particular session. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's super to have these union sessions, as you know from last year. That was pretty important to.
Yeah. It was kind of interesting. For those of you who don't know, I actually am on the AGU program committee this year. Last year, I was talking to the person who I'm in their role now, and they had told me that last year they had never accepted an education focused union session before, and he generally said I'd argue for it. Well, I can tell you from being there at the meeting this year, I didn't have to do any arguing for them. It was accepted up front. It was really rewarding, but that they saw that this is an important topic.
Absolutely, and it says a lot about you know, what you've been doing, Tamara, and you know what this whole network has been doing to raise the profile of education in this whole public policy issue.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very, very good. And I'm assuming in terms of this particular union session that we'll bring forward some of the work that, subgroups have been doing in terms of the regional
I think we will have it basically focused around the NCA treasure maps is I think what we're shooting for. So
we should be in very good shape by December. Maybe not in 3 weeks.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that too in terms of
Okay, so that's the other aspect of this is another piece of the AGU meeting. We did this last year. We are doing it again this year, is that in partnership with AGU Education, we are going to have a workshop. We're inviting everybody who wants to come. Hopefully we'll advertise it a little bit better in all of the climate literacy sessions this year. But everybody who is involved to come to the workshop, I think there'll be three areas of discussion. And the main workshop will be in the morning, so a half a day. And then in the afternoon, those who are interested in trying to synthesize the messages from the morning to create a more concise document, we'll be doing that in the afternoon. That already is scheduled for Thursday of AGU week, whatever that day that is, I don't remember now. And what we'll try to do is schedule the climate literacy sessions for the 3 days before that. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Last year, 2013.
Yeah, well, the only one that's definitely scheduled is the workshop. And usually what's happened is that we have a conflict with the NSTA has a regional meeting in the Northwest that usually all the educators have to leave the last half of the week. So that's why we try to get all those sessions in the early half of the week. So we will try to do that again, but those won't get scheduled until early September. So the deadline is in August. Mm-hmm. We then determine, we have basically, I guess, 3 weeks to determine what sessions, based on the number of abstracts that get submitted, which sessions have to be combined. And then the conveners in that time have to schedule them. And then the committee then schedules the times of those sessions at the beginning of September.
That's great.
Okay, so is there any other announcements? Okay, well, what I'd like to bring up today, I can give you a little bit of history. For those of you that you're interested in taking a look at it, you can go to the Clean Network webpage. It has we have a new homepage as of, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. But for those, it's CleanNet, CLEANET.org. And it has a lot of it's now much sleeker design, but the only page so far that's been updated is the homepage, and we've sort of it's taken us a long time for various reasons I won't go into to actually get to this point of redesigning the homepage. You'll see Clean Community is there. If you click that, you'll see the Yeah, you'll see the old page for the Clean Network. Now, you'll see Clean Community, and then there's a box on the right for Clean Network. And if you go to that, there's just a text-intensive page there. Basically, before we integrated the Clean Network website into the Clean Portal, we had a separate Clean Network webpage. And I think for those of you who are on can click on the website, you'll see in the orange box on the right, it says access the full Clean Network website. And then you click there. That was our original website, which we have not updated in forever. And we haven't updated this page either. But now that we have the design and tools of the that are now visible on the home page, we can use those and redesign this page. Now, this page, when I want to send people to the Clean Network homepage, it's awkward to send them to this page because it's very dense. It's not been updated and so forth. I mean, it has links to the important things, but they're not easy to see. But if we go to the teleconference page, this is one of the more active pages on CERC's site because we're constantly posting the new, the presentations and the updating, and people are going there to get the information about the teleconferences. So what I wanted to get feedback from is we want to redesign this homepage. And what I'd like feedback from you is what's important to include here and what's not important to include here. What should we highlight? We can, you know, use those oval boxes. We have various tools we can use to highlight things. But what would be useful if you were to send somebody to the Clean Network and not just the teleconference page for the next teleconference? What is it that you'd like to see here on this page?
Mm-hmm. I think, this is Ingrid, I think a very clear way to quickly get into the resources and be able to search on them.
Well, from the Clean Network page, I mean, because if you go to the Comb portal, that's the top thing for the collection. But you think that a link back to the portal, the collection would be a good thing to have there?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's okay to have redundancy. I guess if someone comes to the Clean Network page before going to the portal, that they can quickly get to the collection.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on the website now?
Yes.
Okay. So from on the home page, there is a menu bar on the left in
which
the first thing,
the portal?
The cleannet.org, the home page of the whole portal.
Okay.
There's a menu on the left that says, and then the first item is collection of educational resources. If that were to appear on the Clean Network homepage, would that do it, or would you like, or you, do you think it should be more prominent than that in the center part of the page?
Well, let's see.
Now, that being said, just to let you know, is that we do have two ways. From the home page, we have both the menu and the Explore the Collection button. So there are redundant ways, even on the home page, to get to that collection.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess now that you asked me these questions, I'm sort of confused and thinking, why is there there's the cleannet.org, which you're calling the portal, but then there's also the clean home page, which is something else, I guess, the Clean Network page. Do we really need both, or can the portal just be it?
Well, the thing is that we need that's a good question. But
very good question.
Let me give a little bit of history here. And some of it is for those of you who are newer, the distinctions might not be as apparent, but the Clean Network started off as a climate literacy network and preceded the portal and the collection. It existed for about a year and a half before Clean was even funded. It was the discussions on these telecons that led to the proposal that got the Clean Collection funded. So the Clean Network, or at that time the Climate Literacy Network, was basically an unfunded grassroots effort. And it had that separate web page, because we developed the web page before we had the Clean portal. And so when we were referring, once we had the Clean collection funded, we had two things. We had Clean, which everybody thought of as a collection, and we had the Climate Literacy Network. And what ended up happening is, just as you have confusion now, is people were sometimes saying the Climate Literacy Network and referring to the collection, and some people were referring to the collection and meaning the Climate Literacy Network. And so we integrated, and we actually call them two separate things now. So there's the Clean portal, which houses both the Clean collection and the Clean Network. Those are the two major components. Now, there are other components too, so the Clean community, the Clean Network is a major part of, is the biggest part of the Clean community. So if you go to the Clean community page, you'll see that there are sections for educators and learners, for resource developers, for partners, and then we highlight the part about the Clean Network. And so we will be, redesigning this page using the tools from the homepage also. And the Clean Network will be very prominently visible there. So and my sense is that because it's been a separate entity, what we've done up to now is, if you're on this Clean community page, there's information for educators and learners, for resource developers, and then it says for everyone. And only one of them, the resource developers, actually has a separate page associated with it. all the others just point to various parts of the collection that people, the, not the collection, but the website that people can use. And so that's why for the Clean Network we have a separate page. So that's an interesting conversation. Do we need a separate Clean Network page? My sense is yes, but maybe what it prominently displays is access to the teleconferences, to the listserv, with a very brief explanation of what the community is. And that could be it, with possibly links back to the collection of things. I mean, because when we first developed the Clean Network page, one of the things we pointed to was the Climate Literacy Essential Principles. Well, we already do that from this portal in multiple places. So
right.
While we could include that link, it's not doesn't necessarily have to be it doesn't necessarily have to be on that page.
Right. Yeah, as you've been talking about this, and thank you, that explanation is very clear, and I get it now. I think in some ways, when I go back to the homepage, cleannet.org, and I see that big orange oval that says Clean Community, I think that that's the Clean Network. It's the community of people. And so if you click on that, it's interesting, you know, it says Clean Community and then on the page that I land on, but there is that box that also says Clean Network. Maybe those are one and the same. The community and the network are really the same now.
Yeah, it's,
but maybe it's just some rewording.
Also part of the history, too, is at one time we distinguished between the community associated with the resources in the Clean Collection, and then there was this other group, as Tamara was saying, that was in some ways the sponsor instigator for the collection. So that's why they were sort of separate. And I think when we had funding for the Clean, we were actually literally doing professional development workshops that were not part of the Clean Network, but were part of the community around the Clean Collection.
Right.
Can you see our
that actually, we will actually have professional development again, I'm happy to say. Not very big, but we will. And the other piece that I want to point out is that in engaging people to contributing resources to the collection, there's a community of resource developers in which we have information specifically for those kinds of people. And so so they're not necessarily on the listserv for the Clean Network. So there is. So it doesn't have to be a distinction, but it currently is. And then there is a separate list. If you're on the Clean Community page under Educators and Learners, you'll see sign up for the Clean email list. That's actually a separate email list from the Clean Network. Not very active at all because we have not had professional development. The idea there was to people would sign up and they would get notification of professional development that we provided. And so that's not been very active. And what I would be more inclined to do now is to send that email out to the Clean Network to disseminate to those people who they thought would be interested. So there is some vestiges of just history here, that which is why I think it's useful. I think that on a Clean Network homepage, I could envision one of those ovals just saying history and giving that background that I just provided you verbally to provide some context.
Yeah.
Because I think you're
Tamara,
right. I think now Clean Network would be at the top. Go ahead.
This is Karen. And although I appreciate your deep understanding of the history and all, I'm wondering whether somebody who just comes to this page needs to know all that. When I clicked on the page in preparation for the call today, I tried to click on the light blue where the windmills are, collection of climate and energy education resources, and got nowhere. So, and I said to myself,
explore the collection?
No. At the top of the webpage, cleannet.org.
Right. Right. Yes, I'm there. And there's a box.
Light blue.
Light blue. Yes, with the windmills.
Collection of climate and energy education resources. That takes you nowhere. That's dead space, as I see it. And I'm telling you all this.
All right. I understand. But so it didn't
occur to
you.
I'm a naive user, but I'm just telling you how it worked for me.
Okay.
So I said to myself, well, why doesn't that take you anywhere? I mean, that in my mind, that should take me to the resources. And what I would encourage you to do is sort of take away all the details that you carry in your mind and say to yourself, okay, so if somebody's coming to this web page, they're either looking for educational resources or they're looking for the network of people and how to enter that, and have a bifurcated system right up front to take them either one place or the other place.
Yeah.
And make it clear that those are the two main features, at least as I understand it, of this website, and go to one or the other, or either have, you know, some subsets under those two, but make those two things the big headline.
Okay.
The
We actually have three headlines, but.
But if there are three headlines, make them the three first things you come to, because what you come to first.
They are there. They are.
Well, they're not when I came. I'm just telling you as a user what I get.
Okay.
What I get
All right.
first. It's a light blue dead space that doesn't take me anywhere.
Okay.
Over at the right are some interesting things I can scroll through. And then down below is, you know, you have already said one of the things that the Clean Network is really known for are the teleconferences. So if that's going to be a high awareness, high, you know, motivation for getting in, it needs to be obvious of how to get in, I think, on the home page. That's just my two cents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how to join. Okay, now the other piece that I really do want feedback on is whether or not, if you go further in, there is a Clean Network homepage that we want to redesign, but then the question has come up as to whether we need this homepage at all. So
I think
I'm
you
asking.
Need the homepage to get to one or another of the main driving features of the whole operation.
This is Ingrid again. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So I first clicked on Clean Community from the homepage, and then I clicked on Clean Network in the little sort of pinkish orange box. And so,
right.
Then the page that says Clean Network, is this the homepage you're asking about? Do we even need this at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think probably the answer is no. I think maybe if one could go back a step, maybe when you land on the Clean Community page, if you could prominently see how to get to the teleconference, which is there, but maybe it could be made more prominent, how to sign up for the listserv, you know, the few of those things that are on the current
Clean
Network
page. Well, how about, what would you think? I mean, I'm asking this. I know that there's certain people I'll have pushback on this, but let me just ask a question. From the Clean Portal page, meaning the one with the windmills, the light blue and the windmills, if instead of the orange box or the orange oval saying Clean Community, if it said Clean Network, in which then when you clicked on that, the main thing was a Clean Network, but then we had these subcategories for educators and learners, for resource developers, et cetera, would that work?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And again, as long as the things that you actively want to do are prominent, like join a teleconference or sign up for the listserv, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just fused
okay.
the two.
Is it important to have if the top level instead of Clean Community, if it says Clean Network, clicking into there and then seeing how to join the listserv and the teleconference, is that okay?
Yeah, I think it's good because it gives you a sense of this is how I can join this community or this network.
Mm-hmm.
I keep on putting those words.
Yeah, no, it's the use of the word Clean Community was a negotiation. because and part of the reason, I'll give you a little bit more background, which most people don't need to know, but just to clarify our conversation, when the Clean Collection was funded, our funding was really focused on reaching to educators and learners and resource developers. And like I said, the Clean Network was external to that and was not a really funded component of that. And so a lot of the people who were part of that project really wanted to make sure we focused on, make sure we had that educators and learners saw where they could come to where they fit. And that's why it's so prominent on the Clean Community page.
Right.
But it seems to me now what we could potentially do is do something like on the very first page, but the top piece being the Clean Network with very prominent links to the telecons and the listserv, with then smaller ovals for the educators and learners and for the resource developers, et cetera.
Yeah. I think mashing it up makes a lot of sense. Because, Tamara, you and I have those distinctions, but I like Karen, I think there's lots of other people who just don't see the distinction that it's more historic than practical.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing that crosses my mind is I'm doing this all on a laptop as opposed to a large screen.
Yep.
And I think that's why I don't see anything but the blue windmills.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm on a 22-inch screen and right up.
If people on laptops can't see the choices, they're not going to
see
them. Right.
And again, on the big screen.
So you have to have it right up there at the top to be able to see it on your laptop.
Yeah. And the other thing.
Let me just ask another question. I know I might get pushback on this, but I just want, is the order of things on the home page, meaning those green, the green and the orange ovals, does that work for people?
I don't see them until I scroll down.
Yeah,
the
but
page,
ignore that
to me,
for
the
now.
The page,
because
when I go to that link, the page is the black banner and the light blue on my laptop.
Well, we intended that people, the first thing they'd see is the collection, and I will bring up the idea of having the bigger blue box be clickable. But aside from that, and ignore the fact that you on your small screen can't see, since if we do have to put things below it, what's the order that they should be in?
I think the order you have is fine.
If you have a function on the resources above, you don't need it again, I don't think.
That's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is the order of the green and the orange boxes, or should they be switched?
Isn't the green the same as a clicking on the blue windmills if you click that?
No.
Oh.
That's the guidance, the teaching guidance.
It's the teaching guidance. That's totally separate. Different.
From the collection?
Yeah.
Now, if you click on guidance and teaching climate in NHG science, basically it's a set of pages around the climate literacy essential principles and the energy literacy principles that provides teaching guidance on how to teach those and points to resources in the collection, but this is not the collection itself. Just make use of the collection.
Karen, to get to the collection, you click Explore the Collection.
Yes.
Right.
So that's the equivalent of the orange and green ovals below it. And I'm kind of wondering, and maybe this is a way to get around this, is could we take, let's say, the three ovals, the Explore the Collection, the Guidance, and the Clean Community, could we make those as three sort of menu items across, just under the black clean banner? So it's right prominent.
No, we can't do it horizontally, but they are on the left side in that menu bar, in that order.
Yes, that's right.
The Collection, the Guidance, and the Clean Community.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then the About Clean, so... it's there.
I think my understanding, too, was that this homepage has been designed. This is what it is. I know you're taking some feedback, Tamara, but you were more looking for feedback on the deeper pages after this.
Yes. I will also give you some background here. This new homepage has been basically 2 years in the works because so many people had so much pushback on trying to make changes. So I think the one thing that I will try to get changed is to make at least the smaller blue box with the text about the collection also clickable, just like the green oval and the orange oval, the whole box is clickable. But making any other major changes to this, I don't think is going to happen. I don't think I could deal with it. I am interested in the deeper pieces. That's what I was trying to get feedback on. And actually the feedback to potentially not have a new Clean Word Network page, but to combine, to make this first jump into the collection, into this, the Clean Community page, change the terminology on the homepage to say Clean Network, and then when somebody clicks on that, to have mostly the Clean Network at the top with the options for these other subset communities, educators, learners, and resource developers and partners, be part of that page and not have a separate page. And that way, then I would be, well, it would be interesting. The homepage for the Clean Network would change because really we have a whole lot of bookmarks that have that URL on it that would be different now. But that's okay. That I can handle. But this is a page. This is the Clean Community page and the Clean Network page is what we're going to change next in a big way. And so that's really what I'm looking for the feedback on. And the idea of mashing them together makes a whole lot of sense to me. So that's been very useful input here.
Yeah. And I think
go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
No, please go ahead. I've talked a lot, so.
Scott?
Well, I was just going to say that I there may be a few tweaks in the that home page, the cleannet.org, because I think Karen's points are well taken that, you know, those of us who are using big screens can kind of see everything. There may have to be some shrinking of the size of some of these things, so that they scale and look good on a laptop and also on mobile devices. I don't know whether anyone's looked at this on a iPad or other forms of tablets. Most people will be looking at them this way.
Well, I can try it on an iPad, but I'm not going to worry about it. People looking at it on an iPhone.
Got one right here. I should try it and see how it looks. Instead of just talking about it.
It does self-reorganize to be smaller, I think. Let's see. Yeah. It actually reorganizes. So if I squeeze it really narrow, the blue box is at the top, but then if you scroll down, then you see the guidance oval and the clean community oval.
Yeah,
and then the other pieces.
It actually looks fine. In fact, it looks better on the iPad than it does on my big screen. So. Good.
I think the one thing that loses those featured resources, when I squeeze it really narrow, I don't see those anymore.
Yeah.
Which I think is okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, for many folks, that's what they're going for. They're going for the collection. And that would be interesting for us to know what percentage is doing that. And I bet it's 75-80%. So it should be prominent. Good.
Yeah, well, that's why we switched the order on the old page. The collection was the second thing on the page, and these guidance for teaching was first. And so we switched the order to highlight the collection itself.
Yep, makes sense. Good. Great points.
Okay, any other input, feedback? I mean, if you think of something later, you can email it to me. We will, and again, I'm not sure how fast this will all happen, but we will get those pages done because it's been...
Too long.
It's been a while, yeah. Well, the other thing, I can just tell you, in my wish list, which we don't have any money to do, when you go to the teleconference page, it's really a very nice archive of our teleconference with the recordings and the slides and everything. And right now, the only way that people can find things is if they know the date that it was done, because everything is in chronological order.
Yep.
But if you look at the collection of resources, things are tagged with different kinds of metadata. I mean, in the collection, it's whether it's an activity and what grade level and what topic. But what would be nice is if we could tag each of the presentations with not only the date, but who the presenter was and the topic and maybe the organization. And we could sort of think of a few types of metadata that would help people find it easier. And I did find out, Scott, I've not really communicated this to you, that there is a way when we put the presentation and recording there, that we could tag it in such a way that I could provide you with a link and saying, okay, the January 31st, 2011 teleconference, this is the one you want to see, and provide you with a link that would take you right there. But we, Scott, would have to put in the coding for that, and we haven't done that yet. So right now I have to say, you want to go to 2011, then you want to go to January, and then, you know, so you can find it. I have to sort of direct you. I could actually give you the link to the 2011 teleconference, then say scroll. But even now, once we pass this date, this teleconference won't appear at the top. It'll appear further down where recent teleconferences are. So when I send somebody, I have to tell them to scroll down, because just like Karen had the issue of she didn't actually see it because it was below the bottom of her screen, that will be the case when we have lots of things, the calendar pretty extended.
And I guess, I would argue if we start doing this mashup between the collection and the community around the collection and the network telecon, it would be really nice if they visually look similar to, in other words, just like we have the education collection with the various keywords and all that stuff on the side, it would be very nice like the telecons were also put that way,
right,
too.
I've talked to Sean about this, and it's just a matter of it's work, and we don't have the money to do that, but everybody knows it would be nice. So kind of something that's on the wish list. But
yes. But we keep trying to keep it up to date at least. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like
to. And actually, this one thing that we haven't seen changed yet is that we do, instead of sending an email to me now, we do have a join Clean Network the address to send to request to join the Clean Network. As opposed to sending emails to me. I was getting nervous that I was going to lose emails that people wanted to join. So anyway, and the other thing we'll make more prominent is there is a listserv archive, which is useful if you want to. I mean, sometimes there's been really nice discussions around something that you really don't have time to read them all. And you can go to the archive, and they're organized with all of those emails in one place. So if you really want to catch up on a particular conversation, you can do that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of material. We're well over 5 years, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yes. Dad. And we've also, just so everybody knows, we have been keeping track of these telecons. We record them and post them, but we also then keep track of the numbers. I get a report after each teleconference telling me the peak number of calls and the peak simultaneous calls. And I use the number of the simultaneous calls, meaning that there was that many lines open at one time. And the problem with the peak calls is that, just like I called in and accidentally hung up, and so that counts as, and then called back in, and that counts as two calls. They weren't simultaneous. So we track the number, and we also count the number of email messages. You know, we're sort of up to like 84 messages a month. I don't know if that means anybody, but it's been interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just to remind everybody, we're now in our summer. We don't schedule formal presentations during the summer just because it's very ad hoc as to who can call in and people on vacations and such. But we will continue to have the calls every week. So if there's a particular topic you want to bring to the conversation, you can let us know in advance, and you can send out the email so people think about it in advance. But we won't schedule formal presentations. I think the next one we have scheduled is in September, yeah. September 9th.
That's right.
Okay. Very good.
Honey Murray.
Okay. Any other comments, questions, observations? Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. This has been actually quite valuable in my thinking about revising these pages, so thanks for everybody's input. I think it will impact to some extent the front page, but definitely the Clean Community and Clean Network pages.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Everyone.
All right. Bye.
Bye now.